News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, last week here on the show, we heard calls from the Climate Change Advisory Council for people to ditch their open fires. However, it appears that many, particularly in rural Ireland, want the cosy fire to remain in the home, with turf cutting remaining a staple in many Irish households. Henry McKean visited a bog on the Galway-Roscommon border beside the N60, and he sent us this report.
We're here just outside Ballymoe in County Galway on the Roscommon border. Tell us about this field.
I bought it and I just cut plots of turf for people that took the compensation from SSEs, and they take turf here off me and that keeps them going.
So, you know, this is a bog right on the road to Castlereagh. It's, you know, a few acres, not too many.
Yeah. It's drying out now at the moment. It's cut about 6 weeks.
So this will be used for personal use across this part of the country?
Yes, yeah. A lot of people that were forced out of their bogs takes plots here and rears it for their own use. In the future, I can see it dying out because the new houses now, they won't use turf or chimneys or anything like that.
And you can't have an open fire in a brand new house.
That's right, that's right. And older people that die, nobody cuts the bank after them. So it's going to fade out itself gradually anyway, you know, without the forcing people out of the bogs.
They say keeping it in the ground is better for the environment and taking it out isn't good. But if it's just for perhaps a few hundred families in the area, you think no harm done?
I can't see any harm being done, really, because the ground that you're leaving after is growing.
So there's still loads of bog left?
There is, yeah. You know, there's plenty of bog left underneath this again, anyway.
You're just,
you know,
taking a little bit.
As we can see what's in front of us, I won't see it out of it, and the next generation won't either.
And what do you say to people in Dublin that say what you're doing is wrong?
I wouldn't say anything to them. They're okay. They have gas outside the door. It's piped into their houses. If it was here, more people would use it as well.
You're out here. What are you doing here in the bog?
I'm just taking a plot of turf over there and turning it and footing it up. Trying to dry it up.
What do you love about the turf? What do you love about being here in the land?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I have to do it.
You've got to do it for the winter.
Yeah.
And how much turf will you be taking away?
About 6-12 loads.
And that will keep you for how long?
To do a good bit for the winter.
And where will you store it?
In the shed.
And that will keep basically the fires burning?
Yeah.
And keep the place warm?
Keep us warm for the winter.
Do you think the EU and do you think Dublin will eventually put a stop to this?
I'd say they might in a few years' time.
And do you think it's important for personal use, for culture? Is it a part of who you are to be standing here in the bog?
Yes, we're used to it. We're at it all our life.
And when did you first start coming to the bog?
40 years ago.
You gave your bog up some years ago and you're just like renting a little bit of this bog?
That's it, yeah, yeah.
And do you miss your old bog?
Oh, I do, surely, because it was just down the road from me.
And why did they take it off you?
It's conserved. It's a special area of conservation, they call it now.
Conservation. And would you miss if this stopped, if you couldn't come and get your turf for the winter here?
I would if we don't get something to replace it.
And what would you like to replace it?
To hit an oil well.
An oil well. So you want to keep it fossil fuel?
I don't love it, but what else can I do? You have to have something.
Will this die out, this culture? And is it a culture out here footing the turf?
Well, I'd say it's more a necessity than a culture. You know, people do it because they have to do it, they need to do it.
And what do you say to the politicians in Dublin and perhaps the media types in Dublin who say this needs to stop and it needs to stop now?
Everyone is entitled to their point of view, but if you need to warm the house, you need to warm the house. People in Dublin won't warm it for you.
And you're going to keep footing the turf?
Yeah, as long as it's here.
So I'm going to have a go at footing the turf. So I'm just lifting the turf up here. Okay, here we go. And I'm just pulling it out of the ground and then I just put it on top of another one. And what am I doing? I'm kind of making a stack.
Footing it, yeah.
I'm footing it. That's footing, what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay, I'll get another bit. Oh, this is a big bit here. Do I break that in two or keep it together?
I can put it up beside it.
It broke itself. Okay. Here we are. Here we go. There we go. And God, it's pretty labour intensive, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is.
You have to be fit as a fiddle.
You have to be fairly fit, but look at It has to be done.
You'll be stiff the next day.
I'll be stiff.
Yeah.
It's going to die out eventually.
And why do you think that?
Well, people will change their homes. They'll have better homes, better insulation. And the young generation won't want to go to the bog.
And why won't the young generation want to go to the bog?
All they want is their phones.
And that was Henry McKean coming from live, well, not quite live, but coming at live at the time from a bog, Shane, in Galway, County Wicklow.
Line of the day, though, without doubt. All they want is their phones.
I know.
Bit of truth to that.
I know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.